Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and I'm your host. Of course, we've got on the line the woman of the hour, Yadasha Williams. How you doing, Yadasha?
I am doing beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing really good. And we've been having a lot of success with the show. I am so excited. We get these questions sent to us. And that's how we're going to start the show again today, is we had a question sent in by a gentleman, Jeremy Wendell. He says, "Hi, I came across your post about the rent increase in the Valley, and I've noticed the same trend. I recently got a roommate to help with expenses. Do you have any advice or suggestions to navigate these rising costs together?"
Yeah. As an assembly member, I'm just really committed to finding solutions on addressing rising housing costs. The problem is that too many people are losing their homes, whether they're renting a house or an apartment, and they're just not being able to make ends meet. So I want to advocate for increased funding for housing assistance programs that we could provide for relief to those facing financial strain, and also encouraging people to stay engaged with the local communities and representatives so we could work collectively to make the proper changes to put a cap on how much people can increase on a yearly basis, or rather a monthly basis.
Wow, that sounds like a great plan, and I hope, Jeremy, that that answers your question and gives you faith that your potential assemblywoman, Yadasha Williams, is going to be working for you. All right, so we have a guest today that is actually very connected to Yadasha, at least to her family, and we're very excited. Her name is Rachel Puena, and she has been a school teacher for over 13 years. In 2017, she moved to Las Vegas with her husband and their four kids, and even their family dog. Prior to that, she earned her bachelor's degree and teaching credentials from Cal State LA. And currently, Rachel is teaching 7th grade English at a local charter school. She's also running for Clark County School District Board of Trustee in District A. So, hey, Rachel, how you doing? And thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Yadasha. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're really thrilled to have you on the line. And of course, you know, I'll let Yadasha tell the audience exactly how you guys are connected. So take it away, Yadasha.
Yes. Well, again, thank you, Rachel, for jumping on. We really appreciate it. And I'm excited to hear your ideas and vision. And just for the listeners, I know Rachel because she is my daughter's English teacher. And it was really crazy when we came across. We did not know that one another was running. Right, Rachel?
Yeah, that was really funny because your daughter gave me your business card. I was like, yeah, I know who she is. I seen her over the weekend. And then it just didn't dawn on me until like after first period, who you, like, I looked at the last name. I was like, oh, I wonder how they're related. And I was like, she kind of looks like her.
Well, again, thank you so much for being on. And are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All righty. So firstly, I know that you're a teacher, and I'm like, teaching is very important to you. So how do you plan to address the challenges of student achievement and academic performance within Clark County School District in this position?
Well, currently right now, my main concern, and I know I say this like a lot and I'm a broken record, but my main concern is that I always say school security and safety. And that starts with discipline, just that alone. It's if only, I don't know if parents are aware of how much time is taken away in classes where discipline is out of control. And it just takes one student to rob the whole class and all those students for other like educational experience and the knowledge that is just wasted because of the time teachers are sitting there trying to discipline.
Right.
My main concern. And I'm telling you, you will see you will see test scores and just the test scores, grades, overall performance of students go up if we only have consistency in that area.
Sounds like school safety is your top concern for parents and for students.
Yes.
So what measures do you propose to enhance safety and security within Clark County School District campuses?
Well, I know even our governor and some legislators, they try to fix restorative justice. That's all I can say. It's restorative justice. They said that when they wouldn't, take it away or revise it somehow, all they said was that they were going to provide more training for the administrators to train the teachers to deal with restorative justice. Now, my understanding, restorative justice is supposed to restore the relationship between the person who is doing something and needs to be addressed, and the person that either is a victim or whoever is a victim, either it's the school or some other student or even staff. We hardly ever see that. And it's very, if you hear all the testimony from all the teachers, testimony after testimony after testimony. I don't know. I think when I spoke up in Virginia City last year, I think there were almost 600 teachers that testified with personal stories about what they've experienced. I keep seeing the comments that teachers aren't being heard. So I think what we need
to do. Right. And I completely agree with that. Like, the main thing is getting people's voices heard. And that's really near and dear to me. And you know firsthand that I am in the class. If you need me, I'm just a phone call away. I really care about making sure that every child gets the proper education and that every teacher is protected while educating that child. But let me ask you this. How do you plan to engage with the parents, the students, and the teachers with the community members to ensure all voices are heard in decision-making through the process of CCSD?
I would actually, so we always get like surveys done. And unfortunately, just the comments alone, I see teachers like, what good is it going to do? They don't listen. So what I'm going to propose and vote anytime, because that's what we do as trustees. We're supposed to be there to support the superintendent, and we're there to help students soar in academics and just being a well-rounded student. So we are going to take surveys, and we're going to take them seriously and make sure that administrators are held accountable. Not only that, but families with chronic behavior problems with their child. So if
that's a good point. I'm like, a lot of people have quite a bit of health problems and mental problems within the school district, whether that's child or parent. And when the parent has those issues, it reflects the child. So when it comes to mental health and well-being, that is increasingly important to students. What measures do you advocate for to support student mental health in the school district?
I think, you know, we did get rid of the deans a couple years ago. We need to have the deans and the counselors. And they said that there's a team. It's, to be honest, it's not being implemented correctly. So when they said they were going to train us, train the teachers, train the administrators, we're not seeing it. And oftentimes, and I'll tell you right now from my years of doing this, whenever there's an issue, I hate to say it, what they do is they all hire some kind of consultant, and they just spend, I don't know, $100,000, however much it is, to have them meet with teachers. And then we fill out, we have like these meetings with these, you know, consultants for hours and hours, you know, and maybe it's a seminar, who knows whatever they want to call it, and then trainings, and then nothing is done. So I think that there needs to be follow up. And if we see that the administrators aren't tangibly putting, like, if we're seeing chronic behavior problems, and that if there are surveys that are put out, and it can't be like, the administrators can't be in charge of it. It has to go to, let it go
like a third party.
Yes. And see if that is the issue, because a lot of times that's what's going on. The administrators aren't following through. Something needs to be done. And the administrators need to be held accountable for that. I think what they can do is then if there's a problem with behaviors on campus, they need to hire more IAs. I know this is costly, but we need help in the classroom. We're doing
right.
We're,
and you're such a great teacher. My daughter talks about you all the time. And how would you work to improve teacher recruitment, retention, and support with the Clark County School District?
First of all, we need support. And it just starts from the administrators. Sorry, but I put it all on them, because we're seeing it. We complain all the time that we need help. And then oftentimes they're like, when I first started, and I actually started in Compton Unified, and I remember one of them said, like, at this school, you're your own island. So you have to operate like you do everything. And I was like, well, that's not cool. Like, where's the support? There was supposed to be support. They always take it away from the teacher. And I don't know why they do this all the time, but they do. And you talk to any teacher, and any teacher will tell you that it starts with the administrators. If they do not follow through, if they do not support the teacher, there's going to be a struggle in the classroom. And the teacher's struggling. Now, I would propose that if there's a behavior problem on campus, then it needs to be addressed, and the administrators need to rectify it by either giving more support on campus through like IAs in the regular classroom setting. Oftentimes they'll always attach it to, you know, if a kid needs a 504 or an IEP. Well, there's like classrooms that are like 30 plus students, and a teacher is trying to discipline / you know, troubleshoot computers, you know, the technical issues just doing their lessons, answering the phones, writing up bathroom passes or whatever. It's a lot of classroom management, yes, but it always falls on the teacher, to the point where, yes, it would help if there was a second pair of hands in the classroom and second pair of eyes. I mean, if there's about any kind of behavior, then put another set of IA in the classroom. It helps out a lot.
Rachel, just for clarification, could you tell us what IA means?
Oh, instructional assistant. Sorry.
Thank you. Well, Rachel, I thank you so much for your time, and I thank you for coming on and explaining how near and dear the trustee is for you and for the community.
Thank you guys so much. Sorry for going over, but I'm really passionate about this stuff.
Oh, we can tell. It's fantastic. That's the kind of person we want, you know, on the Board of Trustees. So, Rachel, you've been amazing. And by the way, everybody, we have some exciting events coming up, and I'm going to just tease it that way. When we tune in again next week on Monday, when we host Barry Lindemann, who's a candidate for U.S. Senate, we're going to let you in on some wonderful events that are coming up. Anything else you want to add, Yadasha?
That is it. I thank you all for listening.
Well, we want you to send in your questions. As always, go to Yadasha. That's Yadusha, the number 4NV.com. That's the website. And just send us your question right from the website. You can also email through the website. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Rumble, and YouTube. Make sure that you give us a great 5-star rating. We'd really appreciate it. Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you to Rachel and always Yadasha. And we will see you on Monday for our interview with Barry Lindemann. Goodbye, everybody.